making a difference in the community. This is Nancy Dunbar. Nancy, thank you for being an incredible fundraiser. Now, many local listeners will know the Dunbar family from just meeting them out on the street or meeting them through their business, but I imagine some of them might know you best for the work you do for Hospice Renfrew. Give us an idea of how you raise funds for them.
Well, 14 years ago, my sister Patricia lost her battle with cancer and spent her final days in hospice. And along with my family and I, we just knew we wanted to get involved. So we started hiking for hospice.
And since then, you've expanded your fundraising efforts into the online world. I'm curious what happened to make you look at an online avenue of fundraising as well as participating in the hike for hospice.
COVID, unfortunately. Hospice had to cancel their hike, and my brother Ron and my sister Kathy thought, how can we still fundraise for them? So my brother started this online group called Buy and Sell Proceeds for Renfrew Hospice. And we did an online auction, and it worked so well. So then we thought we would do a draw, and that worked even better, and we haven't stopped.
Maybe for someone who hasn't seen it before, take us through what the buy and sell page is.
We take, like, if you have a dresser that you want to donate, we'll take it and maybe fix it up and then sell it, and all the proceeds go back to hospice.
And I do know there is one specific program on the buy and sell page that is really taking off right now. To be honest with you, I can't walk into the station without hearing about it. Tell us a bit about Buckaluck.
Yeah, the hospice Buckaluck. We take things from the community or online. We purchase them and then we turn around and do draws to raise money for hospice.
And that's every week?
Yeah, on Tuesdays we do a weekly draw.
Right on. And I was wondering if you could explain, in your opinion, why Hospice Renfrew is such a great cause to give back to in our community.
Again, back to my sister Patricia. Once she spent her final days and I seen the respect and the kindness and the care that was given to her. And I mean, up until then, if you died, you just died in the hospital. It wasn't the same. Hospice is just so needed. So it's important. It's important to me to keep giving back because hospice needs it and we need it in the community.
And it must feel really good to know that the money that your family has been putting forward is keeping this amazing facility that has helped so many people in Renfrew and the surrounding area, keeping it running well.
It really does. I mean, to be able to, in any way, have some comfort in knowing that the community has that facility and that we're playing any part towards it, it's a very proud moment of mine.
And it's an effort that's not gone unnoticed. I'm thinking back to October last year, you and Ron were actually named Citizens of the Year by the Renfrew Area Chamber of Commerce. That's pretty notable.
It's very humbling. I mean, it's not needed, and that's not the reason we do it, but it definitely was appreciated. And as I said, we were humbled by that.
And definitely an emotional moment as well. I'm curious, though, is there another proud moment for you as you've done this work for Hospice Renfrew?
Again, I think it's back to my sister Patricia. I know her, and then we also lost my mother, who spent her final days in hospice. And I know they would be so proud that we have stepped in to help the community in this small little way. And that's pretty special to me.
And Nancy, before I let you go, I do know there is a big fundraiser happening right now, right this week. Not specifically from the Dunbars, but I'm sure you guys will be helping out in support of Hospice Renfrew. Let us know before we go.
Tim Hortons, they're doing the Smile Cookie campaign, yeah. But that's coming up the first week of May, so get out to Tim Hortons and support.
Well, I mean, who doesn't love a cookie, right? Smile Cookies on sale right now for Hospice Renfrew. Nancy Dunbar, a big part of raising funds for Hospice Renfrew. Thank you so much for your time today.
No, my pleasure.
And remember, you can hear all our fundraisers online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.